Okay, it's time for late lunch with myself, Kevin, and my very good friend, Gaynor, who's in an extremely good mood today. Gaynor, I know I'm stirring things up already, but what are you making for us?
Today I am making Mary Berry's mother's bread pudding.
Does her mother know that you're making it?
I don't know. What? I've just pinched it off of Mary Berry.
Right, okay. Well, hello, Mary. Thanks for loaning us your bread and butter pudding. Oh, this sounds amazing. It's one of my favourites, though.
Is it?
But I don't think I'm going to get to taste it, am I?
No, you're not. No. I'm going to put it all together, but it has to sit for an hour before you cook it for 40 minutes. So.
Yeah, there's a bit of a pattern emerging in these sessions, I've noticed.
Excuse me, you had a big bowl of cabbage last week.
Yeah, big but bowl. It's not bread and butter pudding, is it?
Maybe I could save you a bit of that.
No, you're not going to, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Well, let's think of our listeners, not me, because I'm not selfish. So what do you have to do to make it?
Right, for this recipe, you need 4 ounces of melted butter, 9 ounces of currants and sultanas, or 9 ounces of mixed fruit. It also requires the grated rind of 1 lemon, which I haven't got, so I've got mixed peel in there because it's lemony.
Oh, okay.
And it requires 1/2 level teaspoon of ground mixed spice, which, as you know, I have just spent 30 minutes looking for my mixed spice, which has disappeared. So this one is actually going to just have cinnamon in.
Right, okay.
But that's fine.
But you've got to adapt, haven't you?
You have to. You have to adapt to what's in your cupboard.
Yeah.
It also says 1 pint of full fat milk. Guess what?
You haven't got it.
Semi-skimmed.
Oh, great. But apart from that...
Which makes it healthier.
Yes.
It's a lot healthier. So basically, you want 12 thin slices of white bread. Have you tried getting thin sliced bread?
No, I haven't.
No, because you can't anymore.
No. It's thick, isn't it?
It's thick or medium.
Yeah.
Medium is now more or less... This is... What I'm using is thick, but medium is the same size as thin these days.
Right. I'll take your word for it.
Somewhere. So you have to cut the crosses off and cut them into rectangles. Now, you use the melted butter with a pastry brush and wipe the inside of a casserole oven dish.
Yes.
The rest of the butter, you soak the bread, one side, in the melted butter.
Yeah, okay. I'm nodding, but we're on the radio, aren't we?
Yes, so no one can see you. Okay. So I've done that, so that's set to one side soaking in the butter.
Yeah.
In this bowl is the fruit and the peel.
You know what I just did then?
What?
I pointed the microphone at the bowl when you said this bowl.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
That is bad.
So that bowl there.
This bowl here. See, that bowl.
Yeah.
Has got mixed fruit in and spice and 3 ounces of caster sugar.
Okay.
Now this bowl here. I'm going to point it at this one.
No, I'm going to nowhere near that.
Has got 3 eggs in.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And a pint of semi-skim milk, but it should be full fat, but it's semi-skim.
Okay.
So then you whisk that. Let's see, whisking noises. Too loud.
No.
And it goes nice and frothy. The frothier it is, the more air's in it.
Right.
So
it
hoofs up.
It what?
Woofs up.
Woofs.
Woofs up.
Woofs up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have that all in front of you.
Yeah.
Your bowls and whatever. Then what you have to do is lay some of the bread butter side down into the bottom of your pan or your dish.
Right. So very neatly arranged.
Yeah. And they're cut in rectangles. So if you've got a rectangular bowl, then that's...
That helps.
That helps. So then onto that, you get a handful.
So just one layer of bread to start with.
A handful of the sugar, spice and fruit mix.
Yeah.
Okay. But it separates, as I'm finding now. So the sugar sinks to the bottom, so just keep zhuzhing it around.
Zhuzhing. Yeah.
Then you put another layer of bread. I'm doing it the other way around.
Oh, like crazy paving.
Yeah. But I'm running out of bread, so I'm only going to do 3 of those down the middle.
Okay.
All of those. So then you put the rest of the sugar fruit spice mix onto the top of that.
Chuck it on. Spread it out
so that's all nice and sugary. Then the top layer is just the butter side up this time. So you start with butter side down.
Yes.
And then you do butter side up.
Why?
Because then that's going to go nice and crunchy on the top.
Okay.
You see we've got a slight issue here.
No,
that's fine.
Looks good to me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And then, I've got all the butter off. You then pour over the whisked up egg and milk mixture. Oh, and you pour it all over your cookery book and your workstation. Again, it's like tiny ways to do it.
Yeah.
And then when
so you pour
that,
the whole lot into
the whole
dish.
Lot, so it's all nice and frothy on the top.
Yeah.
And then you take 2 tablespoons of demerara sugar. Do you like my spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my spoon is actually a handful. It's actually 2 handfuls of demerara sugar.
Right. And it has to be demerara, does
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Because it makes it nice and crunchy.
Okay.
So, and you sprinkle that on the top.
Yeah.
And then you leave that to sit for an hour.
Right.
Because then the bread soaks up the milk and the spices. And
yeah.
Then when that's soaked for an hour, you put it in the oven at 180 degrees C, fan oven 160, or gas mark 4 for 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then it puffs up and goes nice and crunchy on the top.
Right. And that's it?
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Done.
Okay.
So it's quite easy.
It is. I could do that. I might even have the right ingredients.
Have you? So funny.
Got you.
But then I'm like adapting.
Yeah,
you've got to
you
adapt.
Are.
You've got to learn what's in your cupboard.
Yeah.
Make something with it.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like DIY. I always find that whatever I need, I haven't actually got. So you end up budging it, don't you?
Yeah, sellotape.
Like, yeah, like there's one wall plug you can't get out, or the one hole the wrong size.
Have you ever repaired wallpaper with blue tack?
No.
Bit sort of peeled off. Bit of blue tack.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Nobody knows. Husband doesn't know either at the moment.
He does now.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
this is true.
We wanted to talk a little bit about, because we're at the community cafe.
Yes.
Yeah, Gaynor's sitting down now.
Yes, I am.
Just leave me standing up.
That's
I don't mind.
Right. Well, I'm taller sitting down.
Yeah.
Because I'm on a stool, which is higher than my legs.
It's not.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, right.
Can we talk about what I was going to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. The weather.
Yes.
Community cafe and the water crisis thingy. That was it a water crisis or did it not happen like that?
It didn't happen, but, and this is where the confusion was, because a very nice parish councillor brought it to the attention of Facebook, the parish council backed up. The parish councillor, understandably, she found out about the issues that were happening with the reservoir and thought it pertinent to advise people in advance this could happen.
Yeah.
Which, fair enough, give you the heads up, that's what you need.
Yeah.
But because Southern Water hadn't updated their site, everyone said, well, it's not true.
Yeah.
Well, in actual fact, it was true. And it wasn't until Bob Seeley, the MP, put it on Twitter and said it was true. And then all credit to Bob Seeley, you're not going to hear me say that very often, are you? actually came over to make sure everybody, all the organisations, the fire service, the council, there were some people working in the council taking calls, looking out for vulnerable people, finding out family, households.
Yeah.
They worked all day and they were so helpful and
so
lovely.
What day was that? Was that Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday.
So they all came
really
into
hard.
Work specially for it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then you had the 4x4 people that had been amazing again with the snow, then went out and delivered water to vulnerable families.
Wow.
And Age UK as well also delivered water to vulnerable families.
So, what, 10 out of 10 for, like,
absolutely.
Community spirit,
absolutely.
Wasn't it?
Absolutely. It had that happened, had we have lost all our water, what they did was absolutely perfect, absolutely brilliant, and everyone pulling together was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But because it didn't happen, everyone said, well, what do we do that for then?
Yeah. So in the end, there wasn't any disruption?
There was a couple of places, not really. There was a couple of places that lost water. But we here were told ours would go. Where I live, I was told it would go. Where my mum lives, which is the other side of Staplers, that was going to go. So we were all told it was going to go, but it didn't.
It never did.
No. So there was possibly where people had filled their baths up with water, there was probably a bit of a water wastage going on.
Yeah.
But if we hadn't have prepared and it had have gone wrong, there'd have been an awful kickback, wouldn't there?
Yeah. So it's always difficult, isn't it, to know what to do for the best. But the way people rallied round, that was the best
amazing.
Bit.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that with the snow as well. Well, the size.
Size.
The size. The snow ice.
Yes.
That was rubbish for snowmen.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant for skating, apparently.
It was. It was brilliant for me trying to get up the drive, that's for sure.
Did you actually do it?
I managed to get there, eventually.
I was banned from leaving the house.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I've had back surgery in the past. and I can't fall over. No. But I'd organise that the centre would be open, whatever the weather. So Wendy, bless her, came in on her bottom. She actually, she lives in on Newpan, and she slid down furlongs on her bottom because she was too scared to walk.
Is this true?
Absolutely. You can go.
She was seen pushing herself along. You can ask
her. Absolutely true.
Oh,
and
bless
her. And she phoned me up and she said, please don't leave the house, I'll do it. And Kim Roscoe, who's our neighbourhood review officer, lives at Carisbrook,
yeah,
she bought some spikes for the bottoms of her shoes years ago, found them in the garage, put them on, and walked in from Carisbrook. So we were actually open.
Wow.
But they were
well,
brilliant.
Community spirit again.
Absolutely.
But you can't beat that, can you? Sliding on your bum on the ice to get to work.
Then when she finished here, she got a toboggan and she was going up and down on Downside Field. And there's videos on Facebook to prove that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
She says you're never too old to have fun, apparently.
Exactly. So, yeah. But yeah, A&E were full of people who had fallen. Mm-hmm. So you did the right thing not coming in.
Yes.
Yeah, but whether or not you've had back surgery, you shouldn't fall over anywhere, really.
Oh, see, part of the thing with my back surgery is my left leg gives out anyway.
Does
that,
it?
Yeah, I'll fall over.
Oh,
I
right.
can fall over standing still.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're sitting down
yeah.
now?
If my leg starts going a bit wobbly, it's like, oh,
so
I'll
sit. Oh, okay. And you wanted to give one more plug to an event, didn't you? Is
yeah.
it tomorrow?
Saturday.
Yes.
Yes, tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
It's quiz and curry night.
Where?
The Community Centre Cafe.
Here?
Yes. So if anyone wants to do that, give us a ring this afternoon.
Really?
Because then yeah. we can book you a curry place.
And what number is
it's
it, Gaynor?
248170.
Sure about that?
Absolutely.
Final answer?
A final answer.
Phone
and
a friend?
It's £5 for the curry and £1 for the quiz.
Okay.
And the curry's all handmade.
By you.
With grindy things.
Yeah, with all the right ingredients.
Yes,
right,
Kevin.
I'm stepping back now.
Yes.
I think it's probably, we've run out of time, I
have
think.
We?
Yeah, I think I certainly have after that. Okay, thanks, Gaynor. And we'll be putting the recipe up
on Facebook and the pictures on the Facebook page.
On our wonderful Late Lunch Facebook
yes,
page.
Yes, please share it. Please look at it and share it.
Well said.
Yes.
I'll see you next week then.
See you next week.
Thanks, Gaynor.